Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, it might seem a rather grim event to create a video game around, but the final exam has a very serious intent. In it, the player is a student in an American high school where a mass shooting is taking place. It was created in collaboration with Manuel and Patricia Oliver, whose son Joaquin died in such an event in 2018. 14 pupils and 3 faculty members were shot to death that day. Patricia Oliver joins us now. Good afternoon, Patricia.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much for talking to us today. When the idea of making a game around this, and obviously it's from the student's point of view, was that difficult for you in the sense of it would have brought a lot of memories back to you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, that. But first of all, when we think about what Joaquin went through that day, then you realize that nothing can hurt more than thinking about that. So when we received that project, we were presented by one of the agencies that we've been working through all these years. We saw the project. I think it was a very good one in the sense that, you know, the universe of gaming is huge and it's around the planet. So bringing awareness, not only here in the United States, but all around the globe, it for us is essential because we can have the sort of pressure from other countries to say what's going on in America, that they kind of fix the gun violence that we live every single day.
Yeah. And the game itself, though, as from what I understand, it's not particularly violent. It's mostly the sound that you hear in the distance.
Absolutely. This is a survival game with mostly audio. You don't see it. You just see the shadow of the person that is going through school, trying to save himself. But the educational part goes that this gamer will be finding 5 different laws during his walk. And each of these laws has an explanation. So those are bills that have supposed to be passed from the government, from the House and Congress, but they haven't been able to say yes to those bills. So each time the gamer is playing and finding these bills, he's going to learn what is that bill about and what is so important. And if they want to go in deep, they can go to, they have a link that can take you there. The website with more explanations.
And what kind of bills are included then in the game?
In the game is included the ban assault weapons that for me personally is very important because there is no need to have a weapon of war on the streets. And that was the weapon that was used to kill Joaquin.
Yeah. Okay. And can you tell us the safe storage law? What's that?
Yes, that's a very important one. The safe storage is a very simple. It doesn't have to be so, you don't have to discuss much about that. The safe storage is simply that if you decided that you really need a gun in your household, it is important to keep it safe. So this safe storage is just a simple box that you're going to keep your gun inside that box. It's a safety one. So we are proposing since a very long time to pass this bill. And one of the reasons that they gave us in the past is because that's going to be for the buyer is going to be expensive to expend extra money on a safer. So that's something that, of course, we don't understand. So yeah. For that reason, we put that in that game that, you know, not only kids are the ones who are playing this game. Adults play games. There's a lot of video gamers there.
Yeah. And on the day Joaquin was killed, how did you hear about it? Was it first kind of a notification that there was an event at the school or something happening at the school?
Well, that day, it was Ash Wednesday, so I am Catholic, and I was at church. So on my way back, that was during my lunchtime at work. So when I came back from church, I just was having lunch on my desk and I just started checking Facebook and one of my friends posted that it was a code red at school. So I didn't know what that meant at that point. And I texted her and I said, well, what do you mean about a red code? And she said to me, well, there is a shooting at school. So I started calling Joaquin, and he didn't answer the phone. And then I called his friends, his girlfriend, and one of them answered the phone, and he said, "Don't worry, Patty, that he is, somebody saw him in the other side of the school. We are in Walmart, in one of the stores close by, that they have to run from everywhere around the school to be, you know, to be out of school." So that's how I knew it. And then I said to my husband, I called my husband, and that's when the nightmare started.
And did you go to the school, or were you allowed anywhere near the school?
We encountered each other because I were far from home. So that was like 50 miles away from me to get there. So my husband was closer. So we met there in a city hall, the Parkland City Hall. And then we start walking because everything was closed and blocked. So the law enforcement took all the area, and we were able to walk to a certain point. So one of the police guys that was there told us, "You should go to the ER, to the hospitals, to see if your son is there." So that's what we did. And when we were back getting in our car, we had a cop who opened the ways for us to be able to leave from that area that was very crowded. So that's when we started looking at ERs. And then we went to the encounter center that was in that Marriott Hotel. We were there for about 12 hours without knowing anything. The only thing I remember from my husband saying to me was, "You know that something's wrong, don't you?" Yeah. And I say, "I guess." I, as a mom, never, ever wanted to think the worst. Never. Even if I got a couple of phone calls saying, "I heard on the news that Joaquin is one of them." And I say, "I don't care. I'm going to wait. I don't care what they say." You know, you are in denial. And I was in denial for a long time because that's the, you know, it's unbelievable that you have to listen to that and that you have to live through that tragedy over the years. Of course, it's about timing, but it's still, you know, Joaquin is 24 years today, and I always talk about him in present time. And it's hard. It's simply hard. And we, that's why I decided to, along with my husband, to work, you know, and advocating against gun violence in any possible way. And that's what we have done for the past 7 years. It's going to be 7 years next week.
I imagine your life before and now, there must be a measurably different lives now.
Absolutely different. It's 100% different. That life went away that day, that night, that we knew about Joaquin. And I used to work in a totally different field. I was selling paperwork around South America. And now I am advocating against gun violence. So I am an activist. But that was a call that I received from Joaquin. I knew it, that I have to do something on the streets because I lost Joaquin outside my house. And he was at school. He wasn't partying. And I didn't feel irresponsible because I let him go somewhere. No, he was at school. Come on. And he was supposed to be celebrating his Valentine's Day like any other kid and any other person. And he was violated of his human rights. And now we have to deal with that. And that's why we are working on that, too. We sued the United States because they violated every single human right Joaquin had and still could be having.
The young man who carried out the shooting, Patty, what are your feelings towards him? As I understand, he took an Uber to the school with an assault rifle.
Yeah, he took an Uber to get to school. My thoughts about him, I block him from my head. I went through trial. I was there for about 3 months. I had to see his face every single day. I got to know every single detail that how he planned everything. And that wasn't a person that was planning this shooting as a mental ill person. There was a very smart person who was studying the school, who was studying the mock-up of the school, who was thinking, was researching about other shootings. And besides that, he was looking at the soundtrack of the music that he wanted to listen on that day. So don't tell me that that person has mental issues. That person has his head in his place, and he was very clear about what he was going to do, and he accomplished it.
There are so many, I mean, school shootings in the US particularly seem to be so regular now that it's kind of baffling from outside the US that not much seems to be done about it, certainly in terms of access to weapons. Why do you think that is?
I think it's all about money, really, because, you know, we are in the United States. This is a first world country. They have control of almost everything. If you want to drive your car, you have to renew your registration every year. You have to pay for that. So this is all about money. So what happened? That the politicians, they don't want to be committed to do something that maybe it will cost them their position. And besides that, the gun lobby is so powerful. They have a lot of money and they pay politicians for their campaigns. So what is left for us? Keep pressuring, keep bringing more people into the movement and make that their life impossible to see, at least if we see in our lifetime, some changes of this. Because, of course, if every other country around the world is capable of have these laws, what is not possible here?
Indeed, yeah. Are you optimistic that you will bring about that change?
I am optimistic because I work every day with that mission. And I am optimistic that I see more people join the movement. And the more people, you know, big changes takes time, a lot of time. And we have to be just protesting and raising our voices in every possible way. I know that this following 4 years could be a little bit hard, but we are still working. We haven't stopped working since we lost Joaquin. And that's our mission in life. So we won't stop. We're going to, you have to keep going. They want us to give up. They want us to think, okay, do you think that we're going to be changing anything? Well, no. So why you don't look another thing to do? Mm. So that's not going to happen from our side.
Patricia, thank you so much for speaking with us today, and very sorry for your loss. That was Patricia Oliver there. She's co-founder of an organisation called Change the Ref that works with young people in combating gun violence. The name of the game is The Final Exam.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.